This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org to find out more about anything you hear here. Mike Goodwin reports in the Albany Times-Union about the horrific traffic accident October 6th in Schoharie County that killed 20. A limousine failed to stop at the intersections of Route 30 and Route 30A and then slammed into a parked car and two pedestrians in the parking lot of the Apple Barrel Country Store. The two pedestrians and all 17 passengers in the limo and the driver were killed. The National Transportation and Safety Board said the crash in the town of Schoharie was the deadliest transportation accident in the United States since 2009. The names of the victims are being withheld by police while relatives are being notified, and state police are using a 1-877-672-4911 number for possible family members to call. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. After Brett Kavanaugh was officially confirmed by the U.S. Senate October 6 by a 50-48 vote, local Representative John Faso, a Kinderhook Republican without a vote on the matter, wrote on Twitter, quote, "Congrats, Justice Kavanaugh. Senate was right to confirm him, given the lack of corroborating proof in the FBI investigation. Republicans in New York 19 must vote November 6th, or the vile character assassination and subversion of due process employed by Dem leaders will become the norm," unquote. Faso seemed to break with most other Republicans, who said the allegations against Kavanaugh by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford were credible. After the vote, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat without a say in the matter, released a statement saying, in part, quote, "The confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court is a sad day for this country and will haunt us for as long as he is on the court," unquote. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that Councilmember Hugh Clark voted against including an increase in Ancrum's contribution to the Roliff Jansen Community Library. Supervisor Art Basin refused to vote, thus defeating the proposal at the September 20th meeting. Currently, Ancrum contributes just $7,500 to the library, while the other towns that share the facility, Copaic and Hillsdale, pitch in $55,000 and $42,000 respectively. The proposal from Councilmember Bonnie Hunt was to raise Ancrum's contribution to $17,500, but after the vote, that proposal will not be included in the town's preliminary budget. According to the library, 548 town residents with Mid-Hudson Library System cards list the Roliff Jansen Community Library as their home library. Town residents voted twice several years ago not to approve an annual tax levy to fund the library. After the meeting, Basson told the paper he would ignore the vote and include the library's requested increase in the preliminary budget. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Logan Weiss reports for Columbia Green Media from the 25th annual and perhaps final Caro Apple Festival, October 6th. The Caro Chamber of Commerce, which puts on the event, is folding because of lack of interest in the community. Only 5 Caro businesses are involved in the chamber, and there were only about a dozen vendors at the event October 6th. The Caro Chamber of Commerce has previously hosted Caro Market Days, Bears and Butterflies, Cleanup Day, Music Under the Stars, and the Catskill Mountains Renaissance Fair. There was a proposal before the Caro Town Board to make a donation to keep the chamber afloat, but that was turned down without a vote. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. This has been Tom Rowe for the WGXC News. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.